Hi, I'm John Kiriakou. John Kiriakou. Welcome back to Defocus. When I was working at the CIA in the Counterterrorism Center, this is a war crime. The Jeffrey Epstein story is the biggest story in the country right now. The sorry state of American politics. Now we have to deal with things like deep fakes, for example.
We need to think like a machine, right?
I just couldn't bring myself to tell them that he's already gone.
The cover-up over the years tells us who did it. It's the regime.
There's just nothing left.
I don't see that ending anytime soon.
I'm sure that Epstein has told just about every victim. If you open your mouth, you know the kind of power I have. You're going to get crushed.
Every right to do that.
I mean, he whispered to me and says, you know, you got to come home or else you're dead.
This is when you're at your utmost. You're about to break. You're about to die. Give them a piece of information.
Yes. The Iranians have said that if the United States strikes Iran's nuclear facilities, Iran will make a bomb.
How long Zelensky can stay around is anybody's guess. I'm really surprised he stayed around as long as he has.
We have to give each crash its own name.
Oh, my God.
That way, people can think it has to do with the particular name, not with the recurring phenomenon.
I will warn these guys. If you think you're under surveillance, you probably are. Mm. And I'll give you an example. Let me first explain why I think these Israelis are going to do it again. This is that segment that I love the most, the questions and answers. I recently gave an interview to Joe Rogan from the Joe Rogan Experience. Not people who are actively trying to kill me halfway through the meeting, like really great people that I'd like to go out and have a beer with. My friend whispered to Kissinger, he's dead. And Kissinger whispered back, don't tell anybody. So where are the prosecutions? As I said, I think the fix is in. His father drove to the prison that I was in and thanked me in person. And that was such a lovely gesture. I said, I'm serious. Don't ever speak to me again. That was the worst thing I saw in prison. There's not an end to my story yet. There's not a neat arc. And obviously, the way I would want the story to end is that I get a presidential pardon. That would really put a cherry on top of things. We're pushing up against 100,000 subscribers. That's because of you. So thank you very much. I'm John Kiriakou, and we'll see you next time on Deep Focus.